2. Looking for lunch in all the wrong places. Once I got outside the cafeteria, I cased the joint. That's detective talk for checking the place out. 3 big double doors lined the sides of the building, and on the end, a smaller door led to the kitchen. A tiny window perched above this door like a pillbox hat on a hippo. I knew that the janitors locked up after school every day. I saw no broken locks or busted window panes, so either the thief could pick locks, or it was an inside job. I crouched down, searching the mud for footprints, secret messages, or some kind of clue. Nothing but wet dirt with wavy lines in it. "Hiya, Chet! Trying to figure out the recipe for mud pies?" It was my partner, Natalie Attired, the Mockingbird comedian. "Nope, just shopping for your birthday present," I said. She cocked her head. "What's up? We haven't had a case in weeks." "We've got one now, a real doozy." I told her about the food thieves. Natalie agreed to help. She eats like a bird, but she still has a soft spot for cafeteria ladies in trouble. "So what's our first step, Mr. Detective?" she said. I figured we'd talk to the lunch monitors and other cafeteria workers. Maybe they saw something they didn't tell Mrs. Bagoong about. Just then, 2 lunch monitors left the cafeteria. Did I have good timing or what? "Hey, ladies, can I bend your ears for a minute?" I said. The 2 mice looked puzzled.
"I don't know. That sounds painful," squeaked the taller one.
"He means we want to talk," said Natalie.
"Oh," said the shorter one. She had a white, waxy-looking nose. "Why didn't he just say so?"
I flipped up my trench coat collar. "I'm a private eye, that's why. Tell me, have you seen anything funny going on lately?"
"Well," said Short and Waxy, "yesterday, on a bet, Nadine Rat tried to stuff 7 grapes up her nose."
Tall and Squeaky chuckled.
"Yeah, and when someone made her laugh, the grapes shot out like cannonballs."
They giggled together. "Not that kind of funny," I said. "We're investigating the missing food. Has anybody been snooping around?"
"Nope," said Waxy.
"Have any of the lunch crew been acting strange lately?" said Natalie.
"Nope,"
said Squeaky. 2 strikes. Before our investigation headed back to the dugouts, I thought I'd try pitching one more question. "Does anyone on the lunch staff hate Mrs. Bagoong? Maybe want to get her in trouble?"
"No.
Wait a minute," said Squeaky.
"What about Rocky Road?"
The 2 mice eyeballed each other, nervous as a...